policies in place, but to have the power to implement them. But on the other hand, we had one bottom line in this campaign, which was to stop National from forming a government, and we've achieved that, and that's one of the reasons why we've taken this on a chin. But we're far from happy that Peters and Dunn held the country to ransom. I mean, I think it's outrageous that both of them said to Helen Clark, look, if you let the Greens into government, we won't support you. I mean, that is holding the government hostage. But, you know, they did, she let them do it, and we've got what we've got. And from our point of view, we're going to be putting solar water heaters on people's homes. We're going to achieve more energy efficiency. We're going to create jobs through Buy Kiwi Made. There's going to be more money for student allowances, more public transport, hopefully less child poverty, more
raising
money for
minimum wage,
development assistance, lifting the minimum wage to $12 an hour. So, I mean, we don't go to Parliament to ride around in limousines. Mm. We go there to do a job, and that's what we're going to get on with.
The Greens did miss out on a cabinet seat, though, and you can blame Winston Peters and Peter Dunn for their intractability on that point. But the truth is, these centre party leaders are reflecting a sort of a suspicion that a lot of sectors of New Zealand society feel about the Green Party. I'm thinking about business interests in particular.
Yeah, but I mean, the big business types are a pretty small sector of society. They actually have undue influence. That's one of the reasons why we're in Parliament. And if you certainly look at all the opinion polls, more people support the Greens being in coalition government with Labour than any other party. So they don't reflect popular mood. They reflect their own prejudices and pettiness. But, you know, they've held sway, and we've got to live with that.
And you'd never think about, you know, modifying your policies or changing your image slightly so that, you know, you'd become slightly more centrist, as it seems to have worked for the other two.
Well, being centrist is being blah from our point of view. I mean, I'm not interested in being a nothing. We want to stand tall on what we believe in. Sometimes those policies are popular, sometimes they're not. Invariably, over time, our positions become mainstream. You know, 20 years ago, if you talked wind turbines, people would have laughed at you. What's happening now? Most of the new energy projects are wind energy projects. Same with energy efficiency and you know, solar water heating and rail, all those types of initiatives. Concerns about the environment generally are much more in vogue than they were when I started out in values 31 years ago. But, you know, I'm not about to sell my principles just to get some baubles of power.
Yeah, playing a long game in that respect.
Well, in some respects too long, not just at a personal level, but from the point of view of the planet and the people who live on it. There's some pretty radical change that needs to take place if we're actually going to save this place. That might sound over the top, but you just got to look around you to see what we're doing to this earth, and it can't cope with much more abuse.
What about this arrangement now, pragmatic or cynical, you could call it, depending on your mood, where Winston Peters and Peter Dunn have portfolios, but they aren't bound by collective responsibility outside of their portfolios because technically they're outside of cabinet. Do you think that can work?
I think it can work. It's certainly, though, stretching the credibility of governance arrangements, it's something that we've never struck before, and it's going to be an arrangement that all the constitutional experts are going to have great fun debating. I mean, even what we've got is rather strange, because effectively the agreement we have was what started out to be a confidence and supply agreement, but in the end the government actually said to us, look, we can't give you confidence, ask you to give us confidence under these circumstances. You keep your agreement as long as you agree not to vote against us. And we said, well, thank you, because our self-respect was
taking a bit of a hammering
rather, right? Yeah.
What about the Greens and the Māori Party? Earlier on in negotiations, there were some murmurings that you two were talking. Did that fall over or just peter out?
Well, we had a couple of chats, and those conversations were just fine. But we were never interested in sort of jumping into their waka or you know, building a canoe for 10. As far as we were concerned, we both need to paddle our own way.
Waka's.
And a lot of the time, that would be in the same direction. And we certainly said to the Māori Party, look, if you want to offer confidence to a Labour Green government, then that certainly suits our ends. But they seem more interested in trying to dance with Brash, which didn't make any sense to us. Certainly we had ruled that out. And unfortunately, because of what the Maori Party did, it gave Winston Peters more leverage than he deserved, and we can see what the consequences are.
So that's interesting. You're saying maybe perhaps because Terry Annaturi, if you want to personify it, had so many problems with Helen Clark that going over to National was a misstep that's led to the situation we're in at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, she claims she didn't have a problem with Helen Clark, but I don't know how else you can read it. And certainly the other thing I can't read is why give power to Winston Peters when he was the man that enabled the foreshore and seabed legislation to pass? I mean, it just doesn't stack up to me to dance with National so that forced Helen into Winston's arms.
A lack of foresight there, perhaps? I mean, they're very new to the game.
Well, lack of foresight, some political naivety, perhaps a too narrow agenda, not seeing the big picture, because, you know, you might be able to convince National to keep the Maori seats, but we've got them now, so what's the benefit there? You might convince National to get rid of foreshore and seabed, but where's he going to get the votes from? Because he would need Winston's vote, and Winston voted for it. But ultimately, the National Party would do things like bring back market rents for state houses, which is bad news for Maori, and it's Labor that cut unemployment in half for Maori.
So can I ask, where exactly are the Greens now? Because technically you're not in opposition. Or are you in opposition?
No, we're definitely not in opposition. We, I guess, sit in the middle, and we physically will in the House too. And in fact, what the agreement says is we will not vote against the government on confidence and supply. Right. That's been shorthanded to us abstaining.
So kind of the position Winston said he'd take.
Well, exactly.
so you're New Zealand first.
But there may well be occasions we actually vote with the government, and certainly, depending on what else is in the budget, we may vote for it, because, of course, a number of our own funding bids will be in the next budget. So it's a matter of what the combination is. I mean, we can never vote for a budget that sort of drives a road through Transmission Gully when that money should be going on passenger rail services and buses and so forth. So we'll just have to wait and see.
How do you feel about having Winston Peters finally as Minister for Foreign Affairs?
Well, it's not just how I feel about that. It's
how does the Green Party feel?
Well, no, it's the whole country.
I've heard a variety of different reactions.
Yeah, potential for major embarrassment. I just hope he stays awake because, you know, when he's in, even sitting next to me at select committee, he usually drops off pretty quick smart. So it's going to be interesting to see how he performs.
Rod Donald, thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Rod Donald there, the co-leader of the Green Party. Disappointed but not angry. Sort of like your parent when you've stayed out a bit too late. Or not done your homework, or maybe brought home a D in your report card. More disappointed than angry. Rod Donald, the Green Party.